Republican Congressmember Mike Bost of Illinois is challenging Illinois' mail-in ballot law in a case joined by two past presidential electors. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court heard arguments in the case, not on the merits of Illinois' election law, but on whether Bost, as an elected official, has standing to bring the lawsuit. Lawyer Paul Clement argued the case for the petitioners.
Illinois counts mail-in ballots received up to 2 weeks after Election Day. Petitioners contend that under controlling federal law, that is 2 weeks too long. As a result, if the petitioner's merits theory is credited, which it must be for evaluating standing, then Illinois is counting unlawful ballots. Those unlawful ballots could cost Congressman Bost the election or at least reduce his margin of victory, and he has to pay his campaign staff for 2 extra weeks. All of that means that Congressman Bost has standing 3 times over.
Bost and the other petitioners argue that Illinois' law impermissibly extended Election Day, and that means an extended campaign, raising higher costs for the candidates. The Trump administration joined as a friend of the court, arguing that Bost should be able to sue. On the other side, Illinois Solicitor General Jane Knotts argued the case for the respondents. She said that the Illinois practice does not create costs for the petitioners, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson seemed to agree.
All this regulation means, and it doesn't even actually extend the time period for counting votes, because we would be the state would be counting provisional ballots during that 14-day
so there's already counting going on, so the costs are really reduced. I mean, as I understand this regulation, what is happening is that the state has decided that it's going to count ballots that it receives in the mail that are postmarked as of Election Day for the next 2 weeks. So really, what is the expenditure that is happening here? I guess Mr. Bost is saying I have to have people to continue to monitor the counting, but you say counting is happening anyway because of the provisional ballots. So I don't understand this great big cost that is suddenly happening.
She also argued that Bost's margin in a safe Republican district would not be affected by mail-in ballots. But the more conservative justices seem to lean against her arguments, among them Justice Neil Gorsuch.
Now, is there something unseemly about a federal court in the middle of an election saying you don't have standing because you're going to win, or you do have standing because you might lose, and that itself might influence the electoral process?
The court is expected to issue its ruling by June. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, beyond Illinois, 17 other states and the District of Columbia also accept mailed ballots received after Election Day, as long as they are postmarked on or before that date. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.